Now get the local buzz. News from Las Cruces and the region on KOBE, AM 1450.
With concerns over swine flu growing, so is the number of calls coming into the Mesilla Valley Dispatch Authority. City spokesman Hugh Delvey Hill says call takers will need additional information on how to proceed.
911 operators are asking additional questions when somebody calls in with an emergency that they suspect may be H1N1 related. They then pass that information on to emergency responders so that the emergency responders know what type of equipment to take, the number of personnel to respond. Because one of the things we don't want to see happen are emergency responders coming down with the flu because they weren't protected.
Vigil says there are currently no confirmed cases yet in Las Cruces. Morrow Enterprises got to work on a $20 million project at Loman and Tell Shore today, but some drivers didn't get the memo.
Well, it's a mess. It's backed up. 25 coming into Tell Shore going to the mall. What the heck's going on?
The intersection has become too congested as Las Cruces continues to grow. And while access to area businesses will be maintained, waits will be long, especially during peak drive times.
The traffic at Loman and Tell Shore is just backed up for miles.
Alternate routes are recommended. For those who commute between Las Cruces and El Paso every day to work, good news. The New Mexico Department of Transportation has announced that later this year, the Park and Ride program will begin. It's a shuttle service that will run weekdays between the downtown Sun Metro Depot in El Paso and Las Cruces. The department says if only 1% of all those who commute between El Paso and Las Cruces every day use the shuttle, almost 7 million vehicle miles will be removed from the I-10 corridor every year, and that will save about 340,000 gallons of gasoline. And that's the local buzz on KOBE. This is Casey Counts for the Bravo Mike Radio Network.